Episode number 859, Voracious Podcast Consumption.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
I am at home in Austin, Texas this week, and I have a guest on our podcast, Terry Sparkles Donaldson, a.k.a. Sparkles Delight the Clown, who is a BNI member. I love professions like this that are, you know, it's not the normal profession that you see in BNI. It's something unique. And I think that is incredible. I love seeing professions like this. Terry became a professional clown 27 years ago. She was probably 16 at that point. Prior to that, she had over 50 different employers before she figured out what she really wanted to do when she grew up. And at 47, she had her epiphany, still clowning around at 74. She's now 74. Sparkles has been to over 5,339 events. Terry's mom, who will be 101 years old very soon here, sets an example for lifelong learning. By the end of her first year of BNI membership, she did listen to over 700 official BNI podcasts, 700, and she created a chart to keep track. And we're going to put that Excel spreadsheet chart in this podcast, if at all possible. Terry, welcome to the BNI podcast.
Thank you, Dr. Meisner. It is such an honor to be here. Able to talk to you and talk about how much I have gotten out of your podcasts.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And please call me Ivan.
Terry.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Ivan. I'm actually up to 825 of your podcasts. And in the previous, you have just explained how I can get to the rest of them. So pretty soon I will have all of them listened to.
All right. Well, there's going to be a test next week.
Thank you.
No, there'll be no test. It's funny to me because, I mean, people will come to me and talk about podcast number, you know, 150 and start describing it to me. And I'm like, I don't even remember what that podcast was. What is that? And so it's amazing to me how many members have really immersed themselves in the podcasts and not only know the topics, which I know, but the numbers, which I don't remember. It's incredible. And so I appreciate you doing this. And this is what actually interested me was Priscilla mentioned that you have this Excel. I think it's an Excel spreadsheet of all the podcasts and the topics, which I think is incredible. And I wish more members were half as engaged in the process of lifelong learning as you clearly have been with these podcasts.
Thank you. When I have been substituting for BNI for over a dozen years, and I only knew that you had a 90-minute meeting and you had one-to-ones. I never knew about the wealth of information available to members. So I didn't know that until I joined 14 months ago. And they said, oh, yeah, by the way, you can listen to podcasts. It has just been so exciting for my personal growth and my business growth to be able to listen to these. So thank you.
Well, as much as I'm not crazy about substituting for a decade, I do love the fact that once you joined, you immersed yourself in the educational content, which, look, it's second to none in BNI. No networking organization in the world provides the kind of educational content that BNI provides to its members through BNI podcasts, through my blog, ivanmeisner.com, through my social media, and most importantly, through business builders online. There's just so much content that helps people build their business through referrals. So I'm glad you've engaged in it, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to change in the title, other than just voracious podcast consumption, lessons learned from a new member. I think I'd like to share a couple things that I think will help your listeners. One of them, in the times, all those years that I did, was a substitute. Nobody, no membership director ever said, we're looking for a clown or a children's entertainer. They would say, oh, we need a CPA or a roofer, a lawyer, pest control. They would list all of these standard kinds of categories.
Professions, yeah.
But they would never say my specific category.
Yeah.
So I figured, oh, I don't belong in BNI because they never mentioned it. So just the point of...
Well, bring up a good point. I mean, it's very easy to focus on the common professions in BNI. But I think when somebody comes to visit in an unusual profession, it's important for us as members to invite that person. And I've had some very unusual professions in BNI, including a pet shipper.
Wow.
That was their profession. They shipped pets around the world. It was like, wow, okay. Somebody said to them, you should join. And they did. And they said they got a lot of business out of it. Another one that I thought was just crazy was goat lawn care.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right. I saw that in France where this company, this member had goats that they would bring in to places that had hilly land where lawnmowers couldn't safely go. They would bring in goats to eat all the grass, and they were a great member, and they got a lot of business. And sometimes we see professions like that, and we forget to ask them to join, to say, hey, look, we think we could help you. And I think that's really important. I'm glad somebody finally asked you.
Actually, my girlfriend, who was a face painter, talked me into it because she was getting so much out of her leadership. She was in a chapter in the Sacramento area. And after the COVID lockdown, they didn't consider clowns as essential. What we know now is for people's mental health, they actually needed more fun and joy and laughter.
Yeah.
But so it was when people thought that my husband and I had retired because they didn't see us for a couple of years, that was the inspiration for me to join BNI finally.
Well, I'm very glad you did, and I couldn't agree more. You know, during COVID, a lot of the things that I published were particularly in BNI podcasts, and you'll see there's a number, I think 5 special episodes I did. There were just me talking into the microphone, which was, you know, microdose the news and the negativity that's out there and focus on the positive, because the positive is what's going to get you through these difficult times. And so, you know, I'm a big believer in focusing on positive and fun and, you know, comedy and interesting things rather than negative and dark. Focus on the light, not the dark, when
amen.
Things are challenging.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, another lesson was when I first started, I did a one-to-one, and I didn't know about the gains profile, scheduling the amount of time, you know, doing research beforehand on the bio or the profile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in a one-to-one with this guy, and I'm asking questions, and I'm a really good listener. And at an hour, he said he had to go. I never had an opportunity to talk or share or anything. And he had the audacity to say, I know what you do. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. So one of the things that I've changed the way I recommend the gains exchange over the years. I used to say, you know, have one person do the goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills, and then the other person. But I've changed that over the last few years. I've said one person should talk about their goals, and then the next person talks about their goals. Then one person should talk about their accomplishments, and the next person. And that way you're bouncing it back and forth so that you don't get somebody to say something so lame as, I know what you do.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what you do. You know, even in a profession like a florist, if a florist said, well, you know what I do. Well, no, we don't know what you do. Not completely. Do Do you do weddings? Can you take on accounts where people can bill to their account? What kind of specialty services do you offer? And so, I mean, there's a lot in any profession that you don't know unless you hear from them. And certainly in an entertainment business like yours, that's the case.
Yeah. Well, that is actually a segue to one of my favorite podcasts of yours. You won't remember it by number 206, but it's the one You Never Know Who They Know.
Yeah.
And that was a woman who owned a small gift basket business, and she offered to help the project management consultant who did business with large manufacturers. Yeah. And he haughtily said he didn't see any possible way she could help him.
Yeah.
Do you remember this one?
Oh, yeah. Episode 206. I do. Well, I remember because you sent me the notes on it. Otherwise, I wouldn't remember the number. I do remember the podcast, though, and it was a very powerful message.
Yeah, because he essentially said, he walked away, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. But he didn't understand that she had good clients in the manufacturing businesses, and her father-in-law owned the biggest manufacturing company in town.
Yeah.
But he was rude and he was dismissive.
Yeah, and when people are rude and dismissive, you don't want to refer them because when you give a referral, you give a little bit of your reputation away. If it's a good referral, it enhances your reputation. If it's a bad one, it hurts your reputation.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're almost out of time. It's been awesome, Terry, having you on. Do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
Yes, I do. One of the things about my clown business is when I do my silly show with magic, I pretend I'm dumb because I'm wanting the children to participate. I'm wanting them to ask questions. I'm wanting them to learn how to express themselves differently. And like, for example, I do a jump rope thing where I don't know how to jump rope. Well, the kids are calling me out to do things like over your head. And I throw the jump rope over my head, letting go of it. Under my feet, mm-hmm. I step on it. You know, so I am engaging the kids to express themselves. And I actually presented this little skit at a BNI regional meeting. And Martin had said, this is a perfect way to, as an example of, you have to keep saying things differently because people learn and then they express themselves differently. And when you have a mentor in BNI who's helping you, they can show you how to jump rope. So you don't have to learn from everybody telling you ways that you don't understand how to do it. But you have a BNI person who's already gone through the ropes, has the education to save you lots of time, effort, money, energy. When if you join BNI, they can help you get going, hit the ground running faster.
Well, that's very true. And I really appreciate all that you do for BNI and love to see that Excel spreadsheet. And we'll put it in this podcast if we can.
It's not Excel. It's just a piece of paper I got offline that was a chart that was numbered 1 through 1,000.
Okay. We'll look forward to seeing that. If we can, we'll put it in this podcast.
Sweet.
Your website is ZANY Entertainment, zanyentertainment.com. Anyone that's interested, go there. Terry, thank you so much for being on BNI Podcast, and thank you for your participation in BNI.
Oh, thank you, Ivan. I appreciate being on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you both for such great information. This podcast is sponsored by MeisnerAudioPrograms.com. These audio programs will provide you with the tools and the inspiration to powerfully enhance your BNI experience. So check out the great material that's available to you at MeisnerAudioPrograms.com and then use the promo code Ivan50 for 50% off of everything. All of the proceeds go to the BNI Foundation. Thanks so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI Podcast.